Okay, next case under advisement is case number 11076. And this was taken under advisement, Mr. Wortman.
Boy. That's just too large, right?
Yeah.
It was two, then it was one, then it was back, then it was one of the grand.
Just need the road frontage, right?
Yes, the road frontage, right, that one lot.
I don't see anything really wrong with that.
Well, you know, it originally was two parcels.
Yeah.
It had the road frontage. Someone all of a sudden decided they wanted to sell off some of that property, I guess, and I don't know if it was these people. I guess it was these people. This is all being subdivided at the same time?
Yeah.
All three parcels?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's all family.
It's all a young family.
Heirs.
Undertaker, it's the heir.
Santiago is a...
Yep, he was that one saying, he's one of the son-in-laws. They were all the...
Yeah, guy getting older, he wanted this.
Now, we want to make sure each one of the kids can have something. He's the older gentleman sitting there.
I'm not trying to be...
I have no problem with it.
...tame, but... You know, gentlemen, my idea is that county council can put that 150-foot frontage in there for a reason to keep that in there. And based on an individual case, like Councilor has said, this is an individual case. But I just want you to know, I'm not too excited about changing that 150-foot frontages.
Right.
But being surrounded this case... Being surrounded by family.
It's all going to be family, put them all in homes.
Susan, just to be clear, wasn't this all three of these lots were 1.1 lot? Mm-hmm. Then they were subdivided into two lots.
Right.
And then out of those two lots, or maybe out of just lot one, that half-acre lot was subdivided.
Right.
Is that right?
That's okay. Correct.
I just want to get my head around that history. It was a little confused.
I have no problem with it. Rip.
I have. I mean, you've got what's on with the road frontage is right now with the 80-something. I mean, you got the 2-point-some acres in the back that if you didn't give a variance for that, you'd never get to use that ground for anything.
You'd be landlocked.
Well, you know, so, I mean, I have no problem with that. That's family, too.
I'm okay. I'm mainly for his family.
Yeah. Mr. Mills?
It's fine with me.
Mr. Rigger?
Fine.
Okay. If there being no further discussion, the chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 11076. I believe the property is unique in the circumstances, unique with the family. Not all the essential character of the neighborhood. It's a minimal variance to afford relief.
Any have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11076. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11076 is approved.